Labor Day deals are looking good at Lowe's. Save $10 on 1 gallon cans and $50 on 5 gallon pails of select interior paint via rebate. Plus, get two 2.5 quart or 3 quart Mums for just $8. A fresh look and savings? Even better. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Mum sizes vary by location and exclude Alaska and Hawaii. See store or Lowe's.com for more details.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Burt Show.
All right, Wendy here had a pretty interesting weekend. She feels like she got bailed on over the weekend, and she's making a knee-jerk reaction to one of her friends. Like, she's ready to cut one of her friends off for what happened this weekend.
Well, actually, yeah, the number's already been deleted. No, but
Wow.
Jeez, really? Yeah.
That is a sharp knife that you wield,
Wendy Adams.
Okay, well, I understand maybe a little bit more after last night, but still, that's pretty harsh.
Okay, the story goes, we were hanging out. She drove. She was supposed to drive me back. Ended up going over to Twisted Taco, and we were at door 44, which are right next door to each other. She ends up going to Twisted Taco with some mutual friends that we know and ends up leaving. No call, no nothing.
Was it just the two of you who went to the bar together?
Yes.
There's nobody else.
Jeff is working under the assumption that there's more to this story than just your side. And that's why they left, because a good friend would never do that.
Well, she said, she did text me and say that she did come looking through door for me, all over door 44, and couldn't find me. It's not a big space. Door 44, there's one main room, and there's a downstairs, and I wasn't downstairs the entire night, and then there's a patio right outside, right out front. So you could pretty much see everybody in the bar, and it's really not that long of a walk to find anybody or to search for anybody. So she did say she went over there and searched for me, and then she went to Twisted Taco and looked for me and couldn't find me. But still, like, no text, no call, no saying, hey, I'm leaving, like, in a, like a phone message. Mm-hmm. And she still says that she lost her phone or couldn't find it, and it ended up being, like, buried in her car. But the people that she was with, they, like, one, I know one person had my number, so if they were going to leave, they could have texted me.
Somebody could have found you.
Somebody could have texted me. And I got nothing. And she figured I went home with the people I was hanging out with, and I didn't.
And you had to walk home.
And I walked
at what
from
time?
Around 3:30 in the morning. I walked from 12th Street to 26th Street.
Oh, that's Wendy, that is so unsafe.
Dangerous.
On Peachtree Street.
So dangerous.
Yes. And I was just
alone
furious,
in the dark by
alone.
Yourself.
I don't think I was scared the entire time. I was just furious and just like focused on getting home. I'm like, I don't even think I realized how long of a walk it was. Until, like, I drove it the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
I waited another month and a half and raised some money for breast cancer while you were doing that. So, you know.
The 2 day.
Mm-hmm. And bare feet. Yeah,
training.
So, yeah, I took off my heels, just walking furious, angry. So, I didn't get a text from her until 8 a.m. the next morning asking if I was okay, saying she just found her phone and her calls were dropping in and out, and she hoped I was fine. I got a couple of text messages from her, just call me, let me know if you're safe, and I didn't text her back until 3 p.m. letting her know I'm fine.
I think her story is going to be different. I think Jeff nailed it this morning. It would be like, I'm the pain in the ass to get out of the bar. And if Jeff asks me once, look, we're taking off, dude. You want to ride? Then let's go. And I put him off once, twice, three times. How many times is he obligated to stay there before he's like, screw it, we're taking off?
And I think that's what happened with you. And I think because you were drinking, you might not remember. But I think she said, hey, we're going to Twisted Taco. We're going to go there and look for Jen or whoever. We're going to have one drink and then we're leaving. And you said, okay, I'll come over there.
No, well, they had went over to Twisted Taco like earlier in the night, like way before like we were going to leave because we were bouncing back and forth. So she's like, hey, we're going to walk over to Twisted Taco, meet us over there if you want. Then that was it. That was the last I pretty much heard. Like there was no like second time. There was no third time. It was once, hey, we're going to Twisted Taco. And then I didn't see her or the other people I knew the rest of the time.
Hey, Jay, you're on Q100.
Hey, Wendy, I feel for you, and that's a pretty awful thing to do to somebody, but I don't think it was, unless it was done vindictively, that's kind of doesn't really rise to the level of a friend excommunication, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is a pretty serious deal. I mean, deleting someone from your phone, that's the ultimate step.
I think men and women handle this kind of thing differently.
Totally.
How would a guy handle it?
We'd be pissed at each other and then go out drinking again tomorrow.
Easily.
And you would just never discuss it?
This is one that as a guy, you wouldn't befriend him over. It's very, very difficult to lose a friend altogether as a guy. Like, you have to sleep with my wife or my girlfriend, and then not think twice about it.
And even then, if you were drunk, it might be forgiven.
Yeah, right.
It's also a different scenario, though, because you guys wouldn't be put into the same kind of danger that Wendy was put into.
I am vulnerable.
Shut up.
I am.
Walking home at 3:30 in the morning for you 12 blocks is completely different than Wendy.
I agree.
And then on Sunday, I had seen we were at the same place, and I knew she saw me. There was no, like, apology. There was no coming up to me. And then I get a text when I do leave the place last night saying, I was going to talk to you after the concert was over, but you left. And then she said, I'm sorry, through a text message. Like, didn't come up to me the entire night. I was there for a good solid 3 hours.
But you didn't go to her either.
I had nothing. Like, I shouldn't have to go to her.
Sure you should.
I mean, either way, you guys could have had the conversation last night.
Totally.
I mean, whoever could have initiated it.
Right, I guess.
Larissa, good morning. You're on
Q100.
I guess. I
went to UGA, and so we always had a big group of girls going out, and you never leave your girlfriends, ever. I mean,
it is a worse offense to leave a wing woman than it is a guy.
No man left behind.
With women, you don't leave your friends.
Is it punishable by no more friendship, though?
I think so, because that's a really dangerous situation, especially in Atlanta.
At least for a second, I mean, she has to think about, like, me, like, just being by myself. Like, I would not leave somebody. I would search and search and search until the place closed down if I couldn't find my friend. And even then, wouldn't you be a little worried if you didn't hear from your friend until, like, the next day?
Am I really calling your friend right now?
You're gonna in a sec, yeah. Because they're not even talking now.
I know, but, like, what do I say? Hi, this is Wendy's other friend.
We just make sure it's okay that she comes on the radio with us. Hey, Alyssa.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I just wanted to comment on the whole Wendy situation. I think it's absolutely ridiculous, and I definitely side with Wendy on that. It's actually a similar situation happened to me before. I got left at a club and by a group of friends, and I was the only one that didn't get picked up. And they picked me up an hour later, and meanwhile, I was searching all over the place, freaking out. I had no idea where I was because I've never been there before. So I could definitely side with Wendy on not ever talking to them again.
But they came back and got you.
They came back an hour and a half later, no text, no call. All of a sudden, they just came back.
At least it was only an hour and a half, right?
Because I was out of state, never been there. So I could definitely side on Wendy on that one. I did end up talking to them again, but...
It took a second.
But the friendship was never the same after that?
I definitely wouldn't trust them to give me a ride home again. I've gone out with them quite a few times since, but I've definitely driven my own car.
Is it fair the other way around, like, Bert, when you do the French getaway? Like, are we allowed to sever our ties from you?
Sure.
You do the other way around.
That's why he keeps doing it over and over again. He's like, will you guys stop calling me?
I'm so afraid of that beer pressure because I've given it to everybody so much that when I try to leave a bar, everybody gives it back that I just bail. I go camo.
You disappear.
I just disappear.
All of a sudden you look around and all of a sudden there's no more Bert. It's like, what happened to him?
We were concerned for a while. And now
it's like,
now you don't even call.
He's bailed.
And you're just as tender and ripe as Wendy marching down the street all by yourself.
People looking at me. Look at that little spinner.
Yeah.
Come here, little boy.
Put some heels and lipstick on him and man, I could keep him under the bed.
Oh, man.
I don't know.
I've never thought that before.
Let's call your little friend and let's hear her side of the story.
Your little friend.
Because I don't think that this is punishable by no more friendship. How long have you guys been friends?
Wow, how long have I known? I don't know.
Since Thursday?
A couple of years. Like, since I've been here, really. Like, I knew her when I first started, so around probably like 1920.
What's her first name?
Her first name's Ariel. People here will know her.
Like the mermaid?
Mm-hmm.
I think you're blowing this out. Why can't you just say, you know what, I was really bummed by what happened on Saturday night. And she'll say, I'm sorry that happened that way. It'll never happen again. My mistake. And then it's over.
Yeah, apology would have been cool, like face to
face. Have you taken her off your MySpace yet?
No.
You're more upset that there wasn't a proper apology.
Or at least come up to me like, hey, dude, I'm really, really sorry. There's nothing. Like, even if it was in the middle of a crowd. Like,
hi,
at least
is this Ariel?
To the side.
Hi, this is Wendy's friend, Jeff. And
I'm still friends with Wendy.
Wendy wants to talk to you, but she wanted me to call and see if she could talk to you. So can we talk to you on the air? How come? She says she's not talking to you on the air, and if you want to talk to her, you can call her.
Wow. Okay.
Wendy says, wow. Okay.
I don't like this sense of maturity.
Bert doesn't like this sense of maturity. Can we just talk to you for like 2 minutes on the air? She's not going on the air.
Okay.
Okay. All right, bye. I agree with you, Wendy. She's a bitch. You're 100% right.
That's not nice. Why? Because she wouldn't go on the air?
Yes. And she was rude to me.
I just like Jeff on the phone, like sounding like he was a 20-something-year-old girl.
Seriously, I feel like I'm a high school.
I'm like Wendy's friend, and like I was just wondering if you like wanted to like talk to like Wendy.
It's funny because I'm looking at the phone calls coming in, and they're 100% split. Guys all calling up saying you're blowing it way out of proportion, and women calling up saying that is a pretty bad offense.
Is she like a good friend? I mean, are you guys like?
We've been hanging out a lot lately. Like we live in the same place now, like in the same complex. So, like, we've been hanging out a lot lately, and there's another situation that I can't get into that why we're friends. But, I mean,
I think if you just call her up.
Y'all just chat it out.
Y'all chat it out. Yeah. It shouldn't be. I mean, if you've known each other that long, 4 years, is that what you said? Three, 4 years?
Okay.
Yeah. I would write her a letter.
Was she
rude to you on the phone?
No.
Oh.
As a matter of fact, I think I like her more than you. I've never been honest with you, and I would like, and I got to be honest with you. After that whole exchange, Wendy, I don't understand your point of view at all. I think you're being mean to her.
The unfortunate part is now he has your friend's phone number, so he's going to call her over and over and over again.
Do it.
Want to go to Five Faces?
I can be an American girl.
You're so not happy.
No. You guys will talk. You'll work it out.
Work it out.
This is not a total deal breaker. It's a big red flag, but I think it's a miscommunication. And you were both drinking.
Come on. You should go call her right now.
Go call her.
Go call her.
Go call her.
Check your cell phone.
I'm sure I have
Call her right now so you can report back to us by 10 o'clock.
Okay.
Don't pretend it's a real like friendship thing. Pretend it's a radio bit. I do that all the time with Jessica.
The Bert Show.
So I say, I heard we have ourselves a great movie.
Audiences are going loony for Coyote versus Acme.
Couldn't agree more.
And critics are calling it a wildly entertaining movie.
I'm here for the innie and any pantsless modeling gig.
Ingenious.
Exactly.
Chaotic comedy fun.
Exactly.
A family-friendly blockbuster.
Yeah, of course.
And pure movie magic.
Pretty flattering. Think things like this make us look pretty good in the public eye.
Beep, beep.
Coyote versus Acme. Now playing only in theaters. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here. And you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
There's a fire inside you you can't ignore. Stand still, not a chance. You're a lifelong learner who's come this far. Now, we're here to help you keep going further. Capella University, what can't you do? Visit capella.edu to learn more.